Maybe we'll talk a little bit about the parsha. This week is Parshas Va'era. Was it Va'era? Sorry, not Va'era, Parshas Va'era. You brought me a Malbim in Yeridei Chelek Aleph. They have Ha'oras from Rav Shlomo Levilna. In the back of the Gemara, they call this Ha'oras Cheshet Shlomo. He was the Magia on the Vilna Shas. So he has Ha'oras on Yeridei, and he quotes a Malbim Halacha Lamaisa that's very relevant today. The Medrash points out that Avram Avinu gave the Malachim Basa B'cholov. Says he brought Chema B'cholov, and then he brought Ben Abakar. So what's he serving Milchiks and Fleshiks in the same meal? The Pashta says Milchiks and Fleshiks in the same meal is not Basa B'cholov Deraisa. That was nigza by the Tanoim and later generation. Not allowed to have milchus and fleshiks together. I mean, our Torah, it's only also if they were cooked together. But the Medrash says, the Gemara quotes the Medrash, Kima Rabbeinu Kol HaTarkula Afilu Ervei Tapshilin Ervei Tchumin, whatever the girsa is. So that means they even fulfill the dinim derabbanan also. So that's why the Medrash brings up this issue that it seems that Avraham Avinu gave them Malachim, Fleshiks and Milchiks at the same time. So that poses a problem. So the Malbim has a fascinating comment, which Rav Shlomo Levilna quotes. That the Pasuk says, Ben Abakar She'osa Avraham. How do you translate Asher Osa? Asher Tiken? Asher Osa means Asher Hechen? Asher Tiken. So the Malbim has an original interpretation that he created the Behemoth with Sefer Yetzirah. The Gemara says that they were Amoraim who knew how to make egg letilto. Big fat eagle based on Sefer Yetzirah. Sefer Yetzirah tells you how to mix together chemicals and make synthetic things. So a synthetic animal is parva. That's a shayla today. They're doing it already. It still costs $5,000 for hamburger, but they're still going to make it, it'll cost a nickel for hamburger. So they take a tiny cell, a fleshic cell, and then they give it the right, mix in the right chemicals, and they make a ton of flesh based on this. So the shayla is all the flesh fleshic or is it parva? So if you accept what he said over here, the pashta says that an animal is fleshic. If it's an animal, the flesh develops, like an animal develops flesh. But if you just take the cell in a laboratory, and it's not part of the, you took it away from the animal, you separate it, mix it with chemicals, you do the same thing that happens in the animal, but it wasn't done in the animal. So the Pashto says that that's parva min haTorah. Maximum you can say is that it should be fleshig midrabbanan. The Pashto says like that. It's such a similar topic when it gets to a goylem. The Gemara says that Rava bora gavra, Rava made a goylem, and then had the goylem do work for him. And then he wanted to carry on the conversation. The golem couldn't carry on, couldn't talk. So he decided to kill the golem. So how can he kill the golem? You're not allowed to kill a human being. So the Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva. Chacham Tzvi writes, he heard that his grandfather, his mother's father, was a Baal Shem. That they all knew. He was known as the Baal Shem, not the famous Baal Shem, but different. Baal Shem. He lived before the Baal Shem Tov. Maybe the same time as Baal Shem Tov, I don't know. His grandfather was a Baal Shem. And the story goes that he made a golem, and then he decided to kill the golem also. So the Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva that's quoted by the Be'er Heitev in Siman Nun Hei, when it says you have to have a minion in order to say Dovish B'Kedusha, Kavish Kedusha Baruch Hu. So the Be'er Heitev quotes this suffix from the Chacham Tzvi, can you be mitzar for golem to the minion? What's the shayla? Maybe he's Jewish. Why? So the Chacham Tzvi writes a very strange explanation, because they have a Gemara in Sanhedrin, learns out from a pasuk called Hamigadol, called Malamed Ben Chaver Torah Malal Akosav Kili Yelodo. So if I adopt a non-Jewish baby, he becomes Jewish because I adopt him? What's he talking about? That's ridiculous. I'm a Kohen, and there's a Yosem, so I adopt the Yosem, it becomes a Kohen. It doesn't become a Kohen. It doesn't become Jewish because I adopt him. So what's very strange that he quotes that Maim Chazan. He's not sure. So the Chazanish comments on that Chacham Tzvi, He says, he's not a human being. How can he be Jewish? How can he be Mitzam to a minion? He's not a, if he'll be a human being, there'll be a lav of a lois irtzach. There'll be an isa ritzicha. The Gemara said, he writes that his grandfather killed the golem that he made. The Gemara says that Rabbah Baragavra, Mar Sanhedrin, and the Samachs, Rabbah made a golem and then he killed the golem. So he killed the golem, he's not even a human being. How come he's not a human being? The answer is, a human being has to be born from a man and a woman. So we assume a chiddush in our generation, if you do artificial insemination, also a human being. We assume also if you do in vitro fertilization, we assume it's also a human being. Why? Because after they do the in vitro fertilization, then they put it inside the woman's body, then the woman gives birth to the baby. But if you're going to just mix chemicals together, not going to be inside the woman's body, you're going to put it in an incubator. So the Pashto says that that's like Ben Abaka Shosarama. It won't have the status of a human being. Like over here, it's Parvet. It's not Fleshig Ben Adur. So it's probably not a human being either. Anyway, that's a Malbim. So the Shlomo Vilna quotes it on Yeridei, La Halacha, yeah.
We're going to be saying if let's say artificial human, if there is no human cells, if there is no, I mean, let's say an egg and a sperm are put in an incubator, not back in a woman, you would say that it's just like the
that's dog. Probably a golem. That's called Sefer Yetzirah. That's
Sefer
a golem.
Sefer Yetzirah and the golem, they say that we're already using material that exists, and then if the golem is not made from mud, it's made from human cells.
I think it would also be a golem. If it's not inside the womb of a woman, didn't grow inside the woman's womb, probably it would also be a golem. I don't think it would have the status of a human being. Just like the Malbim says over here, it's not called a behemah, because it didn't grow inside in an animal. It's ben abakar shas avram, so the same by a human being. I think so.
Malbim uses that lashon of growing inside an animal, or uses...
No, he just said if he created an animal with sefer yetzirah. But that's what Sefer Yetzirah means. You mix together the chemicals and you bring about the same result. You did synthetically what would normally have been through a normal process. You do it synthetically, an imitation. So imitation, fallacious parva, imitation human being is a golem, also parva. So there's no lava vaisiritzach. Anyway, that's the Malbim on the Pasuk. Ben Abak and Shas Avram. Very interesting Chiddush. The Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, the Malachim tell Avraham Avinu is going to be blessed with a baby. And then Sarah, what Yitzchak Sarah Bekir Balemar, Sarah was laughing from disbelief. So she says, Achre Belosi Hoysali Edna, Badani Zokin, I returned back, she says, Benichusa. Achre Belosi Hoysali Edna, however, Badani Zokin, the husband is so old, he can't be the father of a child. So when the Ribbono Shlom tells over to Avraham Avinu what Sarah said, so he said that Sarah said, "Vani zakanti, I'm too old to have a baby." That's not true. That's not what she said. She said, "Vadani zaken." So the Gemara says, "Muta l'shanis b'mtnei d'akir shalom." We learn that from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Even though Chosama Shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu emes doesn't mean that he always tells the truth. Sometimes he tells a lie b'mtnei shalom bayis. See, not mechuyev always to tell the truth. And doctors don't always have to tell the patients that you're going to die within a week. You should let them know that it's serious, but you don't have to always tell the truth. Sometimes b'nei dakir shalom, b'nei shalom, it's called a white lie. Sometimes it's a better idea not to tell the truth. The Gemara says, you give back an aveda to a talmid chacham a tvi'a zayin. What's the definition of a talmid chacham? It doesn't really depend on how learned the person is. Most talmid chacham is the tzur from a rabban of the lav mishani b'dibure. A young talmid chacham who never tells a lie, except for the three cases where it's a mitzvah to tell a lie. B'puria b'yashpiza ubi. What's the third one? Masechta. Yeah. One of the boys, yesh, made a siyum on Shas. So he said, it's the 18th time he's making a siyum on Shas. So the Gemara said, you're allowed to tell a lie. It wasn't the 18th time, it was less. The Gemara means the Gemara says, you're allowed to say less, not more. But he has a good sense of humor. So he said, you're allowed to tell a lie, Ben Masich. If it's from humility, you're allowed to say, I don't know the Gemara. And the Puri B'Yashpisa, certain things, you're allowed to tell a lie. You have, telling the truth is not the most important midah. We have conflict sometimes, midas, they compete with each other. So Emes doesn't always win. Sometimes the other midas win. The pasuk describes when HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the cities, the five towns. So the pasuk says, "Vashem himter asdam v'amara." Why does it say Vashem? So Rashi quotes from the Midrash Rabba, Vashem. Whenever it says Vashem, means who ubeis dinoi. So when does it ascribe activities to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when does it say who ubeis dinoi? So the Chido explains, whenever it's something, a punishment. So we don't need, they quote the pasuk, "Mipiel yon lo seitzeh harois." Pasuk says, "Mipiel lo seitzeh harois v'atoif." It's a pasuk in Eicha. So the Mekubalim quote, "Mipiel lo seitzeh harois." We don't want to ascribe the bad things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say, "The Bezon Shalmaila wiped out the city." Whenever it's something l'toiva, then it says Hashem did it. Whenever it's something l'ro, it says who beis dinot? The Bezon Shalmaila did it. So the Chido quotes the Mekubalim saying the pasuk in the beginning of Yirmiyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Esmi eshlach umi yelach lonu." I think it's the beginning of Yirmiyah. So it says, "Esmi eshlach whom will I send? Umi yelach lonu, who will go for us?" How come first it says eshlach and then it says yelach lonu? So he says, so Yirmiyah Navi is chosen. He's going to go. So Yirmiyah Navi said Nevuah L'Rah, and he said Nevuah L'Toiva. So Nevuah L'Rah, mi elach lanu, who's going to go for the Bezon Shalmaila to represent Benzmal, to give the bad news, and then to give good news, that's mi eshlach, whom should I send as a Navi? Whenever it's L'Toiva, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Whenever it's L'Rah, so we say we use a euphemism, who beis dina? The Bezon Shalmaila did it. We don't want to attribute it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. How's that? That's and HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyachid shmoy al ha-ro'o. The pasuk says, as the beginning of Bereshis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yehi or, Vayhi or. Vayikra Elikim la'or yom v'lachoshech kor loyla. So it says, the shem Elikim in connection with or. Vayikra Elikim la'or yom. The Rebbeinu Shalom created or. But l'chayshach doesn't say his name. Kor loyla. Obviously, the Rebbeinu Shalom, but it doesn't say his name. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyachid shmoy al ha-ro'o. He created the light, and the dark was created by him, but it doesn't say his name. So that's what the Medrash points to. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyachid shmoy al ha-ro'o. The pasuk says that when Sora was taken by Paro Melech Mitzrayim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him in his dream at night, and he says, Hashem. So the Gemara Sanhedrin learns that from the pasuk that we have three forms of kiddushin, cast of shtar of bia, but the Nochm they only have bia. He bulas ba, bulas ba yesh lahem, nichnas aluchupa v'loy nivala ein lahem. They don't have eris and versus nisuin. They only have marriage, and the only way to make the marriage is through bia. By the Umas Olam, the marriage is a physical one. By Bnei Yisrael, the spiritual and physical is Shach to have Erisin, Shach to have issues without Bia. You have issues with Kesev and Shtar. They're going to live together later, but we have additional ways to create the Kiddushin. The Chacham prohibited. The Kaddish Bia, they give you Makas Mardas. But by the Umas Olam, that's the only form of issues that they have. Hibul Asbal. Then Avraham Avinu thinks that his son Yishmael is going to be the one who's going to carry over the Jewish tradition. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, "No ki b'Yitzchak yikor l'chazera." So the Mishnah has in the middle of Nedor, Mishnah has one who takes a neder not to get an or from Zera Avraham, only applies to the Jewish people. Avraham Avinu had a lot of descendants. He married Keturah, he had Bnei Keturah, he had Yishmael, he had a lot of Arabs. We're also descendants from Avraham Avinu, but they're not called Zer Avraham. They're Bnei Avraham. Tosis points out in Yibamah, there's a difference in biblical Hebrew between the word Zer and the word Ben. A Ben means a physical child, whether he's follows in the footsteps of the father or not. Let's say the father's a tzaddik, the son is a Rosh, the father's a Rosh, the son is a tzaddik. So that's Ben. And it doesn't necessarily, Bnei Banim are not necessarily included unless you have a ribuy. You don't say automatically Bnei Banim Harem Kibbanim. And Zera is not so. Zera is only Zera Kosha, not Zera Pasul. And Zera means even, if you don't have a Pasul, Zera means even grandchildren. Because Zera is like if you have an orange and you plant a seed, so that'll grow an orange tree. Then you take a seed from that orange plant that's also going to grow an orange tree. The seed is the same. It's only Zera Kosher, but not Zera Posel. It's the same, going to be the same orange as the original orange was. And it's going to be Atzof Kaladaris like that, even B'nai Bonim. Zera Tzisro was promised to Zera Avram. Chorus Ma'abris, let's say, to Zera Avram. The people who don't, that's what one of the Kumenis said. That the modern Jews eat chazer in Israel. They don't have a right to Israel. Unfortunately, he's right. Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Jewish people, the Zer Avram. If a person violates, if a person eats chazer, he's not Zer Avram. The Zer Apostle is not Zer Avram. It wasn't given to B'nai Avram, it's given to Zer Avram. So that's what the Pasuk says. The Mishnah says, one who takes a neder not to get Hanoah from Zer Avram, only applies ki bi Yitzchak kikor lecha zera, only Yitzchak and not Yishmael, and bi Yitzchak v'loi kol Yitzchak, only Yankov and not Esav, even though they're mamish twins. The one was Jewish, one was not Jewish. Yankov Avinu was mitos shleim, all of his children are Jewish. From the time of Yankov on, all the children are Jewish, if the wife is Jewish. But in the original, by Avram and by Yitzchak, all the children were not Jewish. It was only Yitzchak and not the other children. And only be Yitzchak, but Lord called Yitzchak. It was only Yankov and not Esav. Didn't apply to all of them. The end of the Sedri, you have the whole story of the Akedah. It tells us that Rambam writes in the Mor Nebuchadnezzar, the story is written in Chumash, that we should see how crystal clear the Nebuah was to all of the Nevi'im. The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu is in Nebuah, but Aspekloi Hamira, and the other Nevi'im was Aspekloi Shenemira. So people misunderstand it to me. All the other Nevi'im, everything were hazy and foggy. Hazy and foggy is prepared to give it to kill his son because of a hazy Nevuah. So he says it was crystal clear. Aspoklara may mean something else, but if it wouldn't be 100% clear, Avraham Avinu wouldn't be prepared to kill his son. That's number one. Then number two, the Pasuk tells us that we're obligated to be Moshe Nefesh to observe the mitzvah Satorah. When is it Yorek Vayava? When you have to give up Kol Hayim Basin, when you have a limit of Ad Chaimesh. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, Kaftan Spin Chasachitcha, so then it's not Shach to say Pikoch Nefesh is Dechen. That is the Tzivu, and it was crystal clear, so he was prepared to bring his son as a sacrifice. In Yiddish folklore, they say that when they were, the Vilna Gaon made a cherem against the Hasidim. A cherem means a curse that they should drop dead. So they say, the story goes, when one of the Talmidim of the Gruah came to Rav Chaim Volozhiner, he lived in Volozhin, he didn't live in Vilna. He used to visit once a year, once or twice a year, he would talk to the Vilna Gaon, learning for half an hour, and that was it. The Vilna Gaon didn't really, he didn't give a shiur, he learned all day long. Talmidim means that they asked the more shailas than the other people. So they say, when the Shliach came to Rav Chaim Volozhiner to sign the Cherem, he refused to sign it. His name doesn't appear on it. And the way the story goes, he said, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls on Avraham Avinu to do the Akedah, he didn't send a Malach. The Baruch Shalom appears in person. When he tells him not to do, then a Malach does. Not to kill, you have to listen to the Malach. But yes, to kill. You don't listen to the Shliach. You only listen if the Vilna Gaon would be here in person. He says, and tell me, he wants me to sign, I would sign. But he sent the Shliach, not Mechiv, to listen to the Shliach, to sign a Cherem. Cherem is that they should drop dead. That's how they say in Yiddish folklore, the way the story goes. So there used to be the head of Machon Yerushalayim is a publishing house where they print a lot of Svarim. They reprint a lot of Svarim. There used to be Yossi Buxbaum. He was a very learned person. He died, unfortunately, very young. He was probably in his 50s, I don't know. So he always used to write all the introductions to this Svarim. He knew how to found all the... He knew where to find all the information, historical information. So he had a lot of Kisvei Yad also. He was a collector of Kisvei Yad. And he said about this famous story, he doesn't understand the story because the Cherem is written in Rav Chaim Volozhiner's handwriting. So what do you mean he refused to sign it? He was the one who wrote it. So it's a deep, dark secret. We don't know too much about that Cherem. The Ran, the same Ran who wrote on different Mesichtas, has Roshas Aran. There was a time they thought that it was a different person, that they came to the realization it's the same one. So he has one of the drushes, a thin little sentence. He has one of the drushes around his on the Akedah. He has a very original interpretation. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kachno es binchas chitcha she'afto, no, ein no el loshen bakosha. Rashi says, what does mean ein no loshen bakosha? So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never commanded Avram to bring his son as a korban. Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu, I'm gonna tell you something. If it's too much, don't do it. If it's too difficult, don't do it. I would appreciate it very much if you would bring this son. But again, if you don't want to, you don't have to. And still Avraham Avinu loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu and was prepared to give up his son. While we, that's some interpretation. That's a big chiddush, interpreting the pshat and the pasuk. No, in all Loshim HaKosha, he's not even instructing him, not commanding him. He just says, I would appreciate it. We have to observe not only the letter of the law, we have to observe the spirit of the law. Whatever is Ratzon Hashem, we have to do. And over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avraham Avinu, and he tells him, this is something that I would appreciate. But you don't have to if you don't want to. No. Unfortunately, people violate this all the time. People are always looking for haramas. The Torah, the Rabban Shalom wants us to observe Shemitah. So we make a heta mechira. So even if strictly speaking it's legitimate, but we're not doing Ratzon Hashem, the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants that Shemitah should exist, now we should all do a Het HaMechira. He wants that we should lend to each other without charging interest, so we made Het HaRiske. So the Poskim asked, how can we make a Het HaRiske? True, it's not in violation of the letter of the law, but it's in violation of the spirit of the law. He's supposed to observe mitzvahs, not only the tzivri, the Dvar Hashem, the Ratzon Hashem also. If you know that this is the wish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how can you... They talk about this kasha by Yerusha also. You're not allowed to be Mava Nachla from your children. But they say in Shulchan Aruch Eitzes, how you can give to your daughters and this, and how you can give to charity. So they ask, is not a violation of the mitzvah? Fine, you did it through a harama, but all these harama, whenever you have a harama, aren't you in violation of the spirit of the law? So some haramas are more problematic than others. We're not sure. But it is an issue. The Achreinim on Shulchan Aruch, I'm not sure.
Sometimes the Gemara suggests haramas. Like if you have an Osamat Beno in a four and Yant, the Gemara says you should check this one, the other one.
Sometimes yeah.
Recommend this.
So the Pashta says that we should distinguish. Let's say a farmer today, not a farmer who plants, a farmer who raises animals. So every so often it's going to be a b'char behemah Torah. So what are you going to do with it? So you have to wait till it gets a mum by itself. It could take forever. You're not allowed to be gerim that it should develop a mum. You have to wait till it gets a mum by itself, and then you have to give it to the kohanim. So that's going to cause a hardship because we're concerned someone may violate. Mi'ila the Hegdash, someone will get Hanoah from the Bechor before it gets the Mum, and before they have to, you have to wait till it gets the Mum and Shecht it. There's a Mishnah Mechor which tells that there was a Roman policeman, and he used to walk, his beat was he had to walk in front of a Jewish farm. And he saw there was one cow, they never made that cow do any work. All the other cows say, yes, what is that, a holy cow? How come they don't? He said, yeah, it's a holy cow. It's a Bechor Behem Torah. So he said, so what's the story? So he said, if there would have been a Beis HaMikdash, we'd be marking Beis HaMikdash. No, Beis HaMikdash, I have to wait till it gets a mum. So he said, make a mum. So what's the problem? No, we're not allowed to make a mum. So the guy says, so what's the problem? He pulls out a knife and he makes a mum. So the Tanoim have a whole discussion. Is it considered as if I encouraged him to make the mum? And if I made the mum, I encouraged the guy to make the mum. Then you're not allowed to shech based on that mum. You have to wait till it develops a mum on its own. Or do you say, no, I didn't realize the guy is going to do me a favor. I didn't mean that he should make the mum. So it's going to be a big hardship. So Tosfos says that Bizman Hazeh, that we're afraid of a mikshol, so we recommend everybody should make a shut v'zakum. So there'll be potter from this din of Bechor Behemator. But Bizman HaMikdash, the Gemara says, or even in the earlier generations after the Churban Abayis, still, it was not permissible to do that haram. Because the Baruch Shalom wants you to be, why don't you always make a shut v'zakum for the goy? under normal circumstances, I'm not interested in having a non-Jewish pot. The only reason why I want to have a shut for sakum is the pot from B'chor B'hemitah. So that you're not allowed to do. The Gemara says one of the Amoraim did it after the Churban Abayis. Also, one of them did it, and he was punished. And kolu kulichevos, all his animals died as a punishment. So you're not allowed to do harama. So when do you allow harama? When do you not allow it? So the Pashto says whenever the harama is to pata me from a mitzvah, that you're not allowed to do. Because there's a letter of the law and the spirit of the law. So the spirit of the law is you should do the mitzvah. But whenever the haram is in order to prevent me from violating an aveira, if I'm not going to make a shut for zakum, someone for sure is going to violate the aveira. They're not going to be able to not do work with the cow for years and years till it gets a mum by itself. It's not so easy for the behemoth to develop a mum. So that's Tosfos seems to say in the beginning of Bchor, Dav Gimel and Beis, Tosfos makes such a distinction. Harama and a mitzvah as opposed to harama and an aver. That's what the Chazon Ish was tumbling against the Het HaMechir. The Chazon Ish and others were tumbling years ago. So they asked, what's the difference between this Mechiras Chametz? Everybody does Mechiras Chametz. It's the same harama. You sell it to the goy. So the Chazon Ish didn't know how to formulate. He felt intuitively it's not the same. So one of the Rabbanim was Rabbi Mendelssohn from Kama Miyut. He passed away already. His son is now in Kama Miyut, the rabbi of the Moshav. So he said, that's the difference. That the harama by Shemitah is a mitzvah saseh. Shav Zohar Shabbos Lashem. So they're doing harama not to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. So in violation of the spirit of the law. But harama by Mechiras Chametz, we are burning some Chametz. We save a little Chametz, we burn it. The only thing is that we have a ton of Chametz in the house. So we sell it to the guy, we shouldn't violate by matzah, but we didn't kill the mitzvah. We're going to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisa by burning the little chametz that we have. So there the haram is to avoid violation of a loisaseh. So that was nothing wrong. And he quoted that tesis in the beginning of Pcheres, that harama on a behemah hamavakeres, bizman hamigdosh, that's harama to pati yourself from a mitzvah. That's not proper, and you'll be punished if you do that. Kolu kuli chevosa, the whole flock of animals died, but harama after the Churban Abayis, and they didn't know how to make, in the early days, they knew how to make a mum in the vlad before it was born. So he says, we don't know how to do that stunt. We'll start making a mum. We'll kill the mother, we'll kill the uber. So we don't know how to do that. If you know how to do that, that would be a harama to avoid violation of the Yisr. But you would give it to the Kohanim, I mean, you would observe the mitzvah of Matnas Kohuna and the Bechor. We distinguish, yeah. There is one mitzvah where we allow harama. The Yerushalmi said there's one mitzvah. There's a Mishnah in Maseches Maaseh Sheni. It may be the name of the Perek in Maaseh Sheni. Ketz marim amala Maaseh Sheni levdosa b'lo chomesh. Whenever you put the harama Maaseh Sheni, you have to give keren v'chomesh. Chomesh is 25%, not 20%. You have to give keren v'chomesh. If you put it to someone else in Maaseh Sheni, just give keren. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah teaches us, how can you do a harama to save yourself giving the extra 25%? So you can't give the Maaseh Sheni to someone else, to your next door neighbor, and then be paid to it, because Maaseh Sheni mamu gavoya. So you can't give it the matan. It's not chal. But you can give your money to the next door neighbor. The next door neighbor can walk off with your money. If you give him the money, you say the money is only yours on the condition that you do the pinyon, so then he has to be Maaseh Chaimish. Then it's my money. I have to give him the money with no strings attached. So it has to be a trusted friend of mine is not going to walk off with the money. So the Mishnah tells you, give the cash to the next door neighbor, and he'll be paid, and it's not his Maaseh Sheni, so he doesn't have to be Maaseh Chomesh. So the Yerushalmi says, in Kol HaTorakul, we don't allow harama against a mitzvah. Here it's a mitzvah to be paid, and be Maaseh Chomesh. He said, bracha when you do the pinyon, it's a mitzvah. Yerushalmi says, because here it says, in the Pasuk, Ki Yivarechecha Hashem Elokecha. It says in Chumash Dvarim, when you have a bountiful year, you have so much tefuah. There's so much tefuah, you're going to transport it to Yerushalayim, and it'll cost you a fortune. But then the Torah gives you a break that you can be paid. So since the Pasuk says, Ki yivarechecha Hashem Elokecha, bracha ksiva, so the implication is, do whatever you can to save yourself money, to have more bracha. So Yerushalmi presented, that's the only case where we allow harama on a mitzvah seseh. Usually you only allow harama on a loy saseh. Here you allow harama on a mitzvah saseh. When the Malach appears to Avraham Avinu and he tells him not to do the Akedah, he says, Abraham, Abraham, So in the printed chumash, they have a psik, they have a line that when the balkari lands, he's supposed to pause slightly between Avraham. So the Rav Chaim Volozhin and Nefesh HaChaim quotes from the Zohar that when it says Moshe, Moshe, there is no psik begave. You read it quickly, Avraham, Avraham, there is a psik. What does that represent? So he says, whenever the name is repeated, so the first time the name appears, it refers to the abstract Avraham's potential that he has in heaven. They have a file cabinet, and everybody has so much potential. And the second time the name appears, it's the actual Avraham. So there, but all the other Gedolim, all the other Tzaddikim didn't fulfill their absolute potential. So they have Avraham, Avraham, there's a psik begavei, he didn't. He was a big tzaddik, but he didn't accomplish as much as he should have. And the only one who mamish gave over his whole life and he lived up to the full potential was Moshe and Moshe. So the no psik begabe, the Moshe and the file cabinet in heaven, what his potential was and what it actually was were the same. That's why it says Moshe abdi meis in the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua. Vayomash Moshe Eved Hashem, in the Chumash it says Eved Hashem. So the Radak writes on that pasuk Moshe abdi meis, that he was like an Ebed, Kol Mashikon Ebed Kon Rabbi. Everything, he gave his whole life over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he's called an Ebed. The other tzaddikim, most tzaddikim, they don't give everything over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Vayelech Moshe Min Ha'or Al Ha'om. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Min Ha'or Al Ha'om Shalapon Ba'al Sokov. He didn't take care of any personal things. His whole life was dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Kol Mashikon Ebed Kon Rabbi. There's such a Rav Chaim Volozhin quotes, there's a Gemara has in the beginning of Gid al-Nosh in Chulin. Gemara has an Agarta by the Sula, Mutzav Arzav, Rosh Magi HaShemayim, Avachim Olam B'Yordim. What are they Olam B'Yordim about? So there are many different interpretations in the Medrash. So the Gemara in the beginning of Gid al-Nosh has an interpretation. They went to heaven, and they saw Dmus Duyukdom Sheyankev Avina was Chokel Kalkisi HaKovet. Because it says in Yecheskel, that on the Kisa HaKovet there's Pnei Aryeh, Pnei Kruv, Pnei Nesher, and Pnei Odom. So the Pnei Odom is the Musdu Yukdom Shal Yankiv, Chakuk al Kisa HaKovet. So they look at the potential that this man has, and then Olam B'Yordim, then they go down. And they see, this man with so much potential is sleeping. That's a disaster. What's he sleeping for? He can accomplish so much. So the Medrash and the Gemara says, Bikshu L'Hargai, they wanted to kill Yankiv Avinu, because he's not living up to his potential. So it says, Hashem needs of Olov, and there are two ways to interpret. Olov means on the ladder, or Olov on Yankiv. So the Gemara interprets, beginning of Hina Hashem needs of Olov on Yankiv, to protect him. But Hashem said, leave him alone, he needs some sleep. But Babik Shalaharga, because the Malachim felt that he didn't live up to his potential. So that's what Rabbi Chaim Volozhin points out from the Zohar, that Avraham, there's a psik begaveh, Moshe, there's no psik begaveh, because Moshe Rabbeinu did realize his full potential. When Avraham Avinu is going to the Akedah, so it says Shvulachem Poim HaChamor. So the Gemara learns that. I don't know if that's the lotion that Avraham Avinu said. And the Chumash writes what someone said, when Pharaoh said, and Yosef said, and this one said. It's not necessarily, the Ramban writes, not necessarily verbatim quotations. The Chumash records, Hanegel in Yonen, the Chumash records that that's what he said. Shvulachem Poim HaChamor. So the Rebbe Shalom dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu to write it like that to teach Bnei Yisrael the din that Am Adoyim al HaChamor, just like a Hamor has no yachas, so Ebed ain't lo yachas. Ebed doesn't have any yachas. That's why Ein Kedushin Tofsin the Ebed or B'Shivcha. There's Ebed ain't lo yachas. There's no yachas between a husband and a wife. There's no yachas between the father and the daughter either. The Gemara says Ebed muta be'ima muta be'bito. The Gemara says an Ebed is allowed to live with his mother, is allowed to live with his daughter. Because there's no kurv at all. Ein lo yachas. There's no kurv at all. The Rambam has a different shot. The Menchas Chinuch on the mitzvah Piririv, he points out. Rambam has a different shot. Muta b'ima, muta b'bito. He says he doesn't have yachas of mishpocha, but he does have yachas of sher bosor. So there is an issa gili arayis. The Rambam thinks, osa b'ima, osa b'bito. I think Mar says muta. So the Rambam understood the Gemara, if he was a nochri, shen is gayer. So there's a din, Gershon is got cut in Shanel Adami, the Minotaur is mutli beibam, mutli bebita, but with the Rabbanah we don't allow it, Kravi Hager, Shelayom Rabbanim Kedusha Chamor Lo Kedusha Kala. So that Chumra, the Rabbanim doesn't apply. They never made it by an Eved. An Eved. But if the person wasn't this guy as an Eved, and he has a daughter and he has a mother and nobody converted, so then the Rambam disagrees with the Rashi. Makleik the Rashi and the Rambam. The Mechaschino points out. The Rambam understood that Eved ain't liachas, but he does have kurva of sheir basar. He does have. There's a fellow who lives in the neighborhood. He always used to come late to shul, very late to shul. So I told him that the chidor has a lashon. The chidor was a mishuloch for the yeshiva in Eretz. He was traveling around Europe, so he met one of the rabbis who became world famous when he grew up. He met him once when he was a teenager. When he was coming to shul, he always used to come after Aleinu. So they said on him, like the haftarah has a lashon, ish kadosh over Aleinu tamid. So the Ish al-Shanam has told the husband that this holy tzaddik always passes through our village. So the Chidor writes it about this young Talmid Chacham. He always came after Aleinu. Ish Kodesh Ove Aleinu Tomet, he always comes after Aleinu. So I told this, he liked it very much. He's an Ish Kodesh, he always comes, he used to come after Aleinu. So he used to come late to Shul and down. Remember, his both parents died on the same day of the year, 6 years apart. So my wife said to him, God was kind to you, you only have to show up in shul one day a year. To say, he only has to come to daven once a year. Same day, you're outside for the father for money. Sometimes when the boys eat by us on Shabbos, he pops in sometimes, always very entertaining. The character. There's a famous pasuk in the Haftarah that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah quotes, that when the baby died, Elisha Shanama says she wants to go to the Navi, to Elisha Navi, who gave her the bracha, she should have the baby. So the husband asks, why are you going? L'chodesh ayam b'lo Shabbos. Why are you going? So the Gemara says, from this pasuk you see that he's supposed to chay v'alam hakpo p'nei rabba b'regel. Where does it say anything about the regel? So the Vilna Gaon explains, when it says Shabbos, it doesn't mean Shabbos bereshis. I mean, Shabbos means like the mochas on Shabbos means yantav. And Rosh Chodesh also there's an inyan of aliyah l'regel. That's the Medrash Yalkut Shimoni on the closing posik in Yeshaya. The same expression appears there as here, Chodesh and Shabbos. So, and Adi Behuda puts the two together. Whenever there's a chiyuv aliyah l'regel to visit the Ribbono Shel Olam, then there's a chiyuv to visit the Rebbe also. After the Churban Habayis, we're not obligated to visit the Beis Hamikdash and Rabba b'regel. It's not their eisid today. But that's what he said. Lo Chodesh Hayom Lo Shabbos today is neither Rosh Chodesh nor Regolim. So why are you going to visit the Rebbe? So Gemara learns out from there. Chayvonim Hakmo Pene Rabbi on Rosh Chodesh and on Yomim Tovim. There's a lot more. Okay, Agud Neshabbos everybody. So Sunday we're going to start Chazara from the beginning of the parak.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Very good.
Good Shabbos.
Oh. You too. Good Shabbos.
Good question. Does that mean there's a chiyuv of a woman to go to their rabbin? Because it seems from the pasuk that the woman's the one going, not the man. Right? So it seems there's a chiyuv of a woman?
Uh-huh. I don't know. Maybe the women have to go.